And we are back. The morning show, Mountain Home or Radio. Using up every possible second of the off mic time right there. But for good reason. We've got a fantastic project I'm going to talk about here in just a second that's going to involve anybody in the community that wants to help out. But first, we need to talk a little bit about the summer heat. It has switched from spring to summer.
My.
It has gotten very hot. We hit some of the highlights. Get out there, get things watered. First thing in the morning is probably better for the plants than last thing at night, but do get them watered whenever you can. But also a little bit of extra TLC this time of year is required just to make sure your plants aren't suffering too much from the heat.
It's a good idea late in the afternoon to take a walk around your garden as best you can and see what's happening, because that's when you're going to see the plants are stressed. And if you have a plant that's stressed, you need to do one or two things. You need to give it extra water or you need to put it someplace else.
Yes.
Give it a little shade.
Right.
Do something that'll help it get through.
Yep.
Now, a little bit of wilting. I find in my place the daisies wilt, the hydrangeas wilt, okay? And some of that is normal. Just watch them and see. It's when the shade hits them, if they come back, you'll see if they're really stressed.
Right.
But pay attention. Walk around.
Yep.
You'll save your plants and save some money if you pay attention to what's going on.
My grandfather in the summertime had a wooden stick that was about an inch round and was sharpened off to a point, about a six-inch point. He'd stick it in the ground and pull it back up, and if there was no water on it at all, he knew he really needed heavily water. If it didn't, use that as a gauge for how much water his plants needed.
Well, what you need to pay attention to is not to water every day everything. What you need to do is water deeply.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Water an area. You want to give something an inch of water a week.
Okay.
And it's best to give them that inch in one drink.
Uh-huh.
All right? So I was telling somebody the other day with her sprinkler system. She said, I water every day for 20 minutes. I said, no. Water every morning. If you're going to water and you want to pay attention to the time, turn them on at 4 or 5 in the morning, run them till 9 o'clock, and run an hour, hour and a half a zone, and then just work through your yard the whole week.
Right.
All right? You want to give an inch of water a week, especially in these times. If it takes an hour, if it takes an hour and a half, figure it out, but that's what you do.
Yes.
I water, depending on what's going on, and my schedule, hour to hour and a half, because I want to get through the whole yard within a week.
Right.
And so, depending how that works, but definitely water deeply.
Okay. Just one simple summer trick to get you started off right.
Because
we are going to see about a week and a half, 2 weeks of hot weather at the very least coming up in front
of us.
Looks
like so, more than that.
It's possible. We'll check that long-term forecast and see what they say about that. La Nina and El Nino are still fighting, so Tommy knows a little bit about that from the Austin area. Do we have a plant of the month? We missed you last month, and we didn't have a plant of the month. Tommy and I just, we covered as best we could.
We had a great time, I'll bet.
No, it was miserable without you. We missed you desperately.
Oh, yeah, right. Anyway, our plant of the month is caladium.
I've heard of those before. Those are gorgeous.
They're wonderful. They come in such a variety of colors and patterns, all right? You've got whites, you've got greens, you got pinks, you got reds, and you got every combination. They're great plants. They're tropical plants,
okay.
So it's not something you're going to keep from year to year. You can dig up the tubers in the fall,
okay.
As long as you store them someplace that's cool but doesn't freeze.
Right.
They will not take to being frozen.
Okay.
But I treat them as an annual because that, for me, makes more sense. You can buy the tubers. You can buy the plants grown up.
Okay.
If you plant the tubers yourself, they're not going to sprout till the soil temperature is above 65 degrees.
Oh, wow.
So I actually have some that I planted that are just popping out of the ground the last week.
Okay.
But when they do, they're going to grow quickly, and you're going to have a great time with them.
Gotcha.
All right? There's two types. There's lance leaf type and fancy leaf type.
Okay.
And all that means is where the leaf is coming off of the stem, how it does. And some of the fancier ones have some little ruffle to their leaves.
Okay.
Makes no difference. They get to be, 12 to 36 inches tall, so pay attention to what you're buying, where you're putting them. They prefer to be in part shade. They need a little sun to make the color come out, but if you put them in full sun, you're probably going to have a problem. They can take some. But
is that a morning sun or an afternoon sun that those things
grow? It would be better with a morning sun. Or anything, the hot sun that's a little...
Right, I was going to say, heat of the day is probably not going to be real healthy for a tropical plant.
No, but if you put them in deep shade, you're not going to get the full color effect.
Oh, okay.
Right?
They rely on the sunlight too.
Need some sun to bring the colors out of them. But look online and see the varieties and see... They're a great thing in a part shade area to brighten it up. The only problem is... The deer like them.
They love them.
Yeah.
The deer do like them. Excuse me, but they're worth the effort.
Okay. So if Tommy is looking to change the diet for the deer over there at his house, he can just plant a few of these there along the one line and have a whole new garden area for them to eat.
I have done that. They love my caladiums as much as they like them. But I love caladiums. And the white ones, I think they're candium or whatever. They're so really pretty. And they can make a white, sounds like a different color, but it can offset a bunch of green stuff that you have. Yes. And it really makes a beautiful picture. Yep. So anyway, I had some right at our front door, and I just absolutely love them. But I do exactly, I treat them as annuals. You can dig them up. I've heard people do that and store them. I'm not good at doing that stuff. Okay. I did try it one year with some that I had in pots that I was able to retrieve and do, but I just rather just go buy new ones each year.
Yeah, a lot of people like to put that stuff in their garage, and as long as your garage is insulated, right, where you're going to have some chance of it getting through the winter temperatures, because they can't take being frozen.
Okay.
He's right, though. Candidum is one of the nicer ones. That white color, it brightens up a dark area.
All right.
But there's some of them, some of the most common ones are Aaron, Carolyn Wharton, Fanny Munson, Frida Hempel, Gingerland is one of my favorites, Miss Muffet, Pink Beauty, Pink Gem. Take a look for them. You'll find them, and there's hundreds of varieties out there. There's several sources online to buy them. They do sell bags of them at the big box stores here.
Is it a little late this time of year to get these started, or is this a plant that's going to thrive this time of year?
Well, if you had them now, they probably germinate pretty quickly if you can find the bulbs.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
You can also buy them. The big box stores sometimes get a few of them in, all coming up already, and they'll have several bulbs in the pot, and you just transplant that whole thing out there, and you'd be happy with them.
Very cool.
I've had them go all year without the deer touching them. As long as you're spraying for your regular stuff, you generally get around them. I was taking care of a friend's house one year in September when they were gone, and the night before they came home, the deer came to dinner. They lasted the whole time till the day before those folks come home.
Well, that's always the way that it works out, though. Yes.
Without a doubt. But it's something that it'll brighten up your yard.
Fantastic. And these things, maintenance-wise, what are we looking at? Is this something you're going to have to spend hours and hours out there working on, or you drop them in the ground and walk away?
As long as you water them after you drop in the ground, you'll be fine.
Fantastic.
As long as you put deer repellent on them.
Don't pile them near your hostas, because that's a double deer attractant then in that case.
Dessert.
Dessert.
They also are really nice, I think, to put in pots.
I have them in both places.
Getting ready to ask about that, because a plant that's 12 to 36 inches tall, depending on where you plant it at and how you plant it, it's going to depend on the effect you're wanting to achieve from
Without a doubt. Sometimes it's just a bright spot in a pot, and I've got the ones in the pots actually are coming up first for me.
Okay.
And that makes sense, because that's going to warm up.
It's going to germinate a little bit quicker. It's got a little more dirt heat there to help it out. So fantastic. That's a great way to start your garden if you were looking to start in the middle of things. A little bit of planting this time of year is probably a little late in the year to be doing things. You don't want to be out there hacking on trees and bushes.
No.
You don't want to be trimming things at all excessively this time of year.
Don't stress your plants.
Yeah.
Good word.
Yes. We need to take a quick little break right now. We can do this earlier. We can do this late. It's a little bit of a break in the conversation, but we've got a community event that's going to involve anybody in the community that wants to participate, so I want to spend some time talking about that, so we'll do that in just a moment. Right now, though, let's talk to the folks that pay the bills. Probably should tell you, you are listening to The Morning Show this morning, brought to you in part by your friends over at Baxter Regional Medical Center, who are now hiring. If you're looking for a new career, they're starting out with entry-level jobs at $14.50 an hour. Give them a call at 870-508-1070. Find out what Baxter Regional can do for you. We're going to take our final break this morning. Tommy, Seal, and I back to wrap it up right after this. And we are back. The Morning Show, Mountain Home Radio. Lightning and thunderstorms this area just play havoc with wells.
Oh.
And it is what it is. Have experienced that myself. No fun at all when that does happen. At least you were out of the house when it got hit. I will say it that way. The last two times our wells got hit, the well itself is about 25 foot out of our bedroom window.
Ooh.
And both times when it got hit, my wife and I peeled ourselves off the ceiling and then tried to figure out what had happened.
Yeah,
so, exactly.
That'll wake you up. We teased before the break a little bit of something that's going to be a community event. And we talked about this, and then coronavirus bit us all, and we weren't able to do something. And it is something that I think anybody that has come through downtown Mountain Home recently, especially if they're traveling through here from the west to the east, as you travel across in front of, opposite the sheriff's station, there is a little patch right there that the master gardeners have been kind enough to decorate over the course of the years.
Judy Nizoliak out there puts a face on that little man out there or that little lady out there.
Yes.
All right. And we you know, everybody loves it and loves that she changes it with the season and events.
My grandson lives to go around that corner.
Well, you know, we kind of have a problem because we keep saying, you know, look at that dude.
Yes.
And that dude or dudette needs a name. So we're going to the community.
Okay.
At the Baxter County Fair,
right,
which we are going to be back at this year.
All right.
All right. And I am one of four chairmen. Sally Long, Susan Chamberlain, and Janelle Stuckey are my co-chairs on it. So we have a lot of bosses. We need a lot of people to help
us.
We need some Indians, all right, to tell us what to do. But in any event, we're going to be at the fair and we're going to have a contest. It's called Name the Dude or the Dudette. We want you all to come. It's free entry. You can enter as many times as you want.
All right.
And after the fair, a few days after the fair, we'll go through all the entries and we'll pick a winner.
Right.
Now, if we pick a winner and there's more than one person that put that in, then we're going to just draw for a winner.
Okay.
There'll be one winner, all right, and you'll have a choice of either a free registration to be a master gardener, which is roughly $100 value,
right,
all right, or a $100 gift card to Kelly Thomas,
ooh,
or Carl Wayne,
okay,
or a $100 gift card to Walmart or Harps. So
all
it's $100 prize. You get to pick the one you prefer.
Uh-huh.
Give us a day to go get the gift card,
right,
and we'll get it to you.
Okay.
So come to the fair, first of all. Come visit us at the Horticulture Room and enter the contest.
Yes.
And in adults or children, if children come and want to enter, the parent or guardian has to be with them.
Okay.
All right.
And the fair is going to be upon us before we know us, August 23rd to 27th.
Yes.
It's only 2 months away.
Oh, I know. Believe me, I know.
Okay. It's going to be hot, but it is early this year.
It is early this year. Get out there. We've had that tree there for, how long has that tree been decorated? It's been
as long as I remember.
Yeah.
I've been a master gardener 10 years now.
Yeah, it's
12
years. At least
now.
That long. And it's a neat little talking point. I know that Tommy would know nothing about this seal. Believe it or not, it's a photo op spot.
My car won't go by there without stopping. It's funny. You talk about your grandchildren that like it. I'm just as bad. I never look at the, I don't even know if the sheriff's office is there because I always look the other way when I go by there. And then I pull up in the extension office and turn around and go take a photograph or two. And Judy loves doing what she does, and she comes up with these ideas well in advance. I never have asked her how many different ones she puts out during the year, but she has several of them because all the different seasons you can talk about and 4th of July. And like
I'm counting nine right off the top of my head.
At least. But you got all the ones you think about, Easter, 4th of July,
St.
Christmas,
Patrick's
all
Day,
of them.
Yep.
But she does a fantastic job.
Yeah.
And like you said, if you got kids, our grand guys, Dad, Paw, what's that? Anyway, it's cool. So.
Went around that corner the other day and was starting to grumble because there was a car parked. They had stopped. They had their hazards on, and it had Maine license plates. They were stopped there at that corner. They were coming down 9th Street. And my first thought was, why is somebody stopped in the middle of the lane of traffic? Okay, then I see the hazard lights. Okay, the cars broke down. No, the car wasn't broken down. They were stopped for a photo op.
Photo
there were three kids up there in front of the tree, and Dad was taking the photo.
Oh,
Mom
my.
Was sitting there with the biggest smile on her face.
But for me,
that was fantastic. That is a moment that you just cannot manufacture.
No, that's wonderful.
It's great to see things like that throughout our community. And so kudos to the Master Gardeners for putting up a photo op here in town like that. Just one of the many things you do have around the area. Calista Ouellette, I saw some folks checking out the scenery over there the other day.
That's wonderful. That's a great place to go
it's
for
gorgeous.
A walk.
It is gorgeous over there.
And it's handicap accessible to get to that garden. So absolutely, take a walk in there. Everything there is native plants.
Right.
Absolutely 100%. Mm-hmm. It's only watered a couple times a month. It's not something that's watered once a year, once a month or week or whatever. It's definitely take a walk
Mother
over
Nature
there.
Does most of the work.
That's a better way to put it.
And one thing I do love about that, it is handicapped accessible, but this is a natural environment over there.
Without a doubt. It's worth a walk. Go take a peek.
Yeah, definitely.
There's
stop
always
by and
something
check that
blooming.
Out. Might want to do that early in the morning or late in the evening with the heat of the day being what it is right
now.
You
know what? I've got some friends coming over to tour the garden next week, okay. and we switched our time, and they are now coming at 8:15 in the morning.
There you go, so you can do
smart
that. That's great. Just one of the many projects you do have here around the area. The fairgrounds, we were doing an event over there the other day, and right there in front of the education building, there's going to be some stuff. We've got Craft Fest going on there this weekend. As you walk in, admire the garden.
Without a doubt. That's also one of our projects, and absolutely, those folks take great care. It's good things that'll grow down here. Learn something from it.
And if I'm not mistaken, everything there is now labeled. I think that I've seen labels on almost everything, if not everything
they're
there now.
They're real good at that garden, at labeling things. They're very attentive to it. So
One of the questions I've had asked of me is, the stuff that you guys put out there all native to territories, or is this stuff that you think will succeed? How do you guys make a determination when you are doing something like maybe the corner over there at 9th and Main Street or something like that? How do you determine what you're going to use in those areas?
Well, we get on the internet, or we rely on our experience about what grows in our gardens.
Okay.
Right? So gardening is a learning experience.
So basically, you're just doing the same thing you're doing at home. You buy something, you think, hey, this will look good here, and you try it.
Well, I don't think we're doing so much that. We're putting there what we've had experience with.
Okay.
The trials are in our own garden, so to speak. But we have some idea. For instance, at the church, at the Presbyterian Church, Memorial Gardens, they've got two concrete planters out front. And gal back there, Deb Anderson, a few years back, redid all those and planted them to be twins. And one of them, the one twin wasn't doing well. And we couldn't figure out. So first thing she did is she thought, well, maybe there was a lot of concrete under there further up. Took out all the soil, and that didn't work. So what we did is we said, well, something here isn't working. We put in Mediterranean plants. We put in herbs.
Okay.
We put in thymes and lavenders and sages, things that can stand a little dryness. And they're thriving.
Fantastic.
So you learn from your experience, whether you're doing it, no matter where it is, your experience is going to tell you what works.
And something 5 foot away in your yard, you could have success in one spot and not in the other, and it's environmental. It could be clouds, it could be shade, it could be a few different things involved in that.
Absolutely. Move them.
Move them.
I've moved plants around the yard because something isn't working. I do it all the time. I just don't do it when it's 100 degrees.
Yeah, just don't do it when it's 100 degrees. We've got 20 seconds left. If you can walk out of here and just give people one word of advice to follow for the next month with their home garden project, what is it?
Water.
I'd like that. Nice, simple answer.
That's less than 20 seconds.
And if you're not sure what you need to do, water.
Water.
Right now, yes.
Yes, get out there, get those plants taken care of, and you should start seeing some results. Our first tomato is now about the size of my thumb. Hopefully, we're going to see some.
Oh, about that big.
Yeah, we're going to see some stuff. We had a huge problem with our squash and cucumbers this year. I'm not sure that we're going to have any success with those at all, but we are still trying. So chilies have been kicking butt, and we've got a couple tomato plants. If they ever start to flower, they'll really produce. I'm just not really sure of the flowering at this point.
Scott, we're not having a meeting in July, but we are having one in August, and it's on August the 11th, and it's at the First Presbyterian Church. Mushrooms will be our
fantastic.
And look for October. We got a great speaker in October.
All right.
Check the website.
That's all for us out the door. Back with more tomorrow. Have a great day.